On to other matters, and the panel looking into whether institutional failings in England and Wales allow children to be sexually exploited sat for the first time earlier this week. Now, it doesn't yet have a head, you may recall. Its previous two chairs, both women, have resigned, Lady Butler Slosh and most recently Fiona Wolfe. One of the panel members is Sharon Evans, journalist, TV presenter and chief executive of the Dotcom Children's Foundation, and she's in the studio with me. Sharon, welcome. Thank you for coming in. Tell us all about the Dotcom Children's Foundation. What does that do?
I started a learning programme for children in schools 14 years ago, actually. I used to be a television presenter, and...
Remind everybody where we saw you.
Oh, too many places. I worked originally at Thames Television, which was a long time ago. I worked at the BBC, ITV. My last job was at Sky News as a presenter. But I had a car crash, actually, on my way to work and nearly died. And when I was trapped in the car, I realised that, actually, if I died, I felt like I hadn't made a difference. And that's when I decided to start the charity. And do something different with my life. And basically, my father was very violent. I experienced extreme violence in my home, and my grandfather was a paedophile. So when I was at school, I couldn't read or tell the time because of what was happening to me. And when my mum managed to escape, everything kind of fell into place and I was safe. And I believe that in our schools that there is a big gap in provision. We don't give children the skills to deal with real life. And so Dotcom is a cartoon character. She's the friend that I would have liked to have had when I was going through the abuse. And basically she teaches children strategies for dealing with real life, things that happen to them in real life and how they can overcome them. And we actually currently have 33,000 children in the country involved in the programme, which is wonderful.
And I know the charity has enjoyed and gained high-profile support, and now you find yourself on this panel, which is obviously, if I can use the word, a tremendous honour, but a tremendous task, an onerous task you take on. What does the panel need to find out, in your view, Sharon?
I think the most important thing for me and what we're engaged in at the moment is actually listening to victims and survivors. And I think that that's the thing that is most important, because when you've been a victim, being believed, being listened to is very, very important. I think it's very important that we're not a panel that is just seen to reread papers. We definitely want to look into what's happened, listen to new evidence.
It's quite a task of work you're taking on. This isn't going to be overnight. You realise that, don't you?
It's an enormous task, and I think, you know, we're looking at least 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
And the terms of reference are very, very wide. All kinds of institutions we'll be looking into. And we've had a couple of meetings with victims and survivors, and they have been very, very important.
Without wishing to upset you in any way, how important or how much does it help to have been a victim of abuse to understand stories of abuse, Sharon?
For me, I feel that I'm there, and I hope that people will also feel that I understand what they've been through. And I think it's very difficult to understand. The thing that is taken away from you by paedophiles is actually your ability to trust, because you're a child, you should be able to trust adults, and in fact they are grooming you and putting you through this process, and it stays with you for the rest of your life. It affects you throughout your life, and that's something I hope the victims will and survivors will know I understand.
I'm going to take you close to the edge here. A couple of bumps in the road getting this started, Sharon Evans.
I have to say, yes. We have been off to quite a difficult start, to say the least. But I think what's important is that we do have a large panel of expertise. And yesterday we had our first meeting. We had a QC help to facilitate the meeting, because obviously we don't have a chair. But we are getting on.
You think you can
business.
Do the work without a chairman or chairwoman?
No, absolutely. There's okay. A huge amount of work to do. And in fact, it is the expertise generally across the panel that's important. Obviously, we're looking forward to having the chair. But we got on with business yesterday, and we will be getting on with business over up until Christmas, particularly two events outside of London where we'll be listening to victims and survivors.
Let's finish on a positive note. You've won, it's terrible to call winning awards for what you've endured, but you have. You've been recognised by Best magazine. You're one of their bravest women. You pick up an award later this month, so keep reading Best magazine for all the details. What's that mean to you?
It actually means a huge amount because I was a journalist, a broadcaster, and when I was given the award by journalists who I really respect highly, for them to recognise my work and also for their readers, it was actually very emotional for me and, you know, a huge achievement. So thank you, Best Magazine.
Sharon Evans, thank you for coming in. Journalist, TV presenter, .com, Children's Foundation, .com, the D-O-T-N-C-O-M, .com. Sharon is the Chief Executive and picking up that Best Award.